And now we're going to check in with the editorial board of the Arizona Republic. It's a regular segment where we'll talk about the big issues facing the state and the region, featured in the newspaper's Viewpoints section. Today, our focus is on the Trump administration's review of national monuments, including four in Arizona. Representative Raul Grijalva wrote a column criticizing the effort. With me to talk about that is Phil Boas, director of the Republic's editorial department. Phil, how did this start, and how did three GOP Arizona representatives weigh in on the issue?
In April, President Trump ordered a review of national monuments that meet certain criteria. And those are that they need to have been put in place in 1996 or after and have to be over 100,000 acres. Hmm. He asked for Congress to review this and give their, you know, impressions. And so we had a letter from the Western Congressional Caucus. And this is chaired by Paul Gosar, Arizona congressman. And we had a couple of other congressmen, Andy Biggs and Trent Franks, who also signed on to a letter giving their impressions, their opinions about this. And they had very strong opinions. And the major point here is that Arizona has 18 national monuments designated. They were calling, four of them are under review by Trump, and they're calling for the rescission of all four of them. Mm-hmm. So they have a lot of beefs about that.
And Congressman Grijalva strongly disagrees with that. He had some very strong words for his fellow members of Congress. What are his specific concerns about what they are saying and what the movement is?
So his big argument is, hey, have you looked at the opinion polls lately? Look at what people think about national monuments and preserving nature like this. The opinion polls are overwhelming when you look at it, because these are generally remote places and the impact is small in numbers and you have to be close to it to really feel it. The opinion results are overwhelmingly in favor of protecting these lands, because they don't have to consider, a lot of people don't have to consider the impact. So.
Of course, we look back a few years ago with the government shutdown and how the national parks were shut down, and people were, we realized and thought at that point how important at least the national parks are. Is there a natural extension from this as well, based on the point Grijalva was making, saying, hey, these are kind of important to people's everyday lives when they think about it?
Yeah, and he made the point that when you open up these places to mineral exploration and other kinds of business, you actually shut down access. You restrict access to them. Now, the opposition would say, hey, you know what? You're cutting into jobs at a time when we can ill afford to lose jobs or cut wages. It's having that kind of impact as well, and it's cutting off recreation opportunities for people. Grijalva will point to the Grand Canyon, very early national monument, drawing 6 million visitors a year, and talks about the economic impact of that.
Is there a general disconnect there to some extent between what the average person is looking for and what smaller government folks are looking for when it comes to this? Is this all part of a general argument where we have the liberals, progressives seem to be on one side and conservatives on the other, at least as management of land is concerned?
I think it's a really fundamental argument between left and right, because left is more comfortable with central control, with federal dictation of these matters, and the right is more interested in local control, and that is the number one demand, that the local interests have a say in these decisions. Mm-hmm. George Bush looked at national monuments. He had his interior secretary look at some of the national monuments that Clinton had put in place, but they eventually backed off, and it's all based on the Antiquities Act of 1906 that Teddy Roosevelt signed.
So, Phil, finally, how does this reconsideration of national monuments fit into the overall Donald Trump administration scope, what its priorities are?
This is, really gets at big picture on Trump. Well, everybody is so focused on Russia and some of the other scandals that are going on. Trump has been busy taking apart, dismantling the regulatory state. I was listening to a podcast with Maggie Haberman, who covers Trump for the New York Times, and she was talking about this, about how they've not gotten through a lot of the big ticket items, but they have been pretty successful at dismantling. They're taking apart and cutting through a lot of red tape. Now, the Washington Examiner looked at this. Trump, when he came into office, he basically ordered his agency's heads to cut two regulations for every one they enact. Examiner says that the ratio right now is 16 to 1, and they are well over 800 regulations cut so far. That's a huge undertaking. It tells you who Trump is. Trump is a destroyer. He is there to dismantle things in Washington, and he's been pretty effective while everybody's paid attention to the scandal.
Phil Boas is director of the Arizona Republic's editorial department, and this is The Show.